look us over, lend us a cheer. We are the Steppers, none to us compare.
At their 50th anniversary, some of the Stepperettes recorded old songs they used to sing on the bus as they traveled to appearances near and far, to win the national championships in Milwaukee, to perform for presidents, or to entertain basketball fans all over Iowa.
We all had to have short hair. We all, for performances, we all wore the same color lipstick. It was definitely a precision drill team.
Kathy Duncan Foja wore the Stepperettes uniform in the late 60s.
The first ones, the hemlines were a lot longer. By the 70s, they were pretty short.
Formed in 1958 at St. Joseph's Academy, the Stepperettes were not like today's dance teams, but executed military-like routines, synchronized and patriotic. This is the only known recording of a Stepperettes performance, a muddled soundtrack from a 1967 film when the girls wore their cowboy boots and hats. It was halftime during the girls' basketball tournament at Vets Auditorium. The drum line was boys, girls were the color guard, marchers, and twirled flags and flipped rifles. That's how Scott Stearns met his wife. Later, he directed the Stepperettes.
We would generally sleep on gym floors on the overnight trips. We slept on the rifle range in Detroit. So just about any place that we could roll out a sleeping bag and get 50 people in two spots, one for the guys and one for the girls.
Mary Stearns is one of more than 500 former Stepperettes.
It was very strict, you know, discipline. If we got in trouble at practice, we'd have to run laps around the football field. I have MS, and so I've hiked the Grand Canyon twice. I mean, it taught me that I can do more than I think I can do.
The Stepperettes' final performance was in 1978, when drill teams were struggling with funding and the growth of girls' high school sports. In their glory days, the Stepperettes would travel 7,000 miles a year, plenty of time to sing on the bus.
We're on the starting line in South Milwaukee.
Today's reunion comes as the group plans its first public appearance since it disbanded 33 years ago. The aging Stepperettes will form an alumni honor guard for next month's International Drum Corps Championships in Waukee.
And when you're old and gray, you'll look back on this day.
In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
This could be the start of something big.